the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Diana.
Good morning.
Good morning, Christ Church.
Good morning.
It is a pleasure and an honor to be with you this morning to deliver the sermon. Mother Diana invited me to speak to you regarding something that is important to me that I can share with you. And the topic that I chose this morning is caregiving and being a caregiver. But first, let me just introduce myself. My name is Rhonda Watson. I am a member of the music ministry here at Christ Church, and I am a youth leader here at Christ Church, and also a former vestry member here at Christ Church. So just so if you don't know me. There is a change that is noticeable in many families today, and it's not related to fashion choices or music tastes or even political views. It has to do with what makes up the family network today. As the baby boomer generation gets older and many people are living longer, individuals needing care are not just the children. These individuals are oftentimes the parents of the children, and they are living in the home as well. The parent-child relationship is a special bond that is nurtured and developed over the years. When I was younger, I wanted to do a lot for and with my parents, and they for me. They took me to school, took me to church and Sunday school, to music recitals, track meets, and family vacations, and attended my graduations. They encouraged me to fulfill my goals and dreams and wished for me to have a family of my own to create my own memories. A loving and healthy parent-child relationship comes natural to many, not so natural to some, but the scripture says, raise up a child in the ways of the Lord, and they shall not depart. We grow up and become an adult and find our own spouses and raise our own families with the memories of our childhood to pass on. Today, this is not necessarily the ascension many adult children make. Our parents are living longer, and the time may come when they need to receive care for an illness, a disability, and the unpredictable effects of aging. The parent-child relationship soon morphs into a new modern-day relationship that I would like to call the caregiver-child. The caregiver child could be the more ambitious child, the more emotionally stable child, and oftentimes, it's the last option in the family child. But the caregiver child is entrusted to care for the medical and emotional well-being of the parent. I know a lot about being the caregiver child because I've been that person for both my parents. My mom, may she rest in peace, was my first experience as a caregiver child. My mom was vibrant, active adult, regularly attending church and loved to sing and praise the Lord. But when she became disabled from an illness, her essence did not change, but her mobility and her independence did change. She did not want to go into a nursing home, nor could she afford it. Our family situation required someone who could take care of my mom in her time of need. My mom relied on me to see her through her most difficult times, and with the grace of God, I was able and prepared to rise to the challenge. My mom had four children. Two boys and two girls. But when she needed care, 75% of her children could not accept the role of caregiver. I like to do that math. It's really 1 out of 4. But part of today's Old Testament scripture, Jeremiah 18 says, "The vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in the potter's hand, and he reworked it into another vessel as seemed good to him." Through circumstances that occurred in our life, my mom reworked the vessel of her daughter into another vessel of caregiver. And I remained with her through her vulnerable and difficult times and happy and joyful times. My mom lived with me for over 4 years until her physical therapy and natural healing process rehabilitated her enough so she could be more independent and live on her own. One of the funniest stories I have between me and my mom, funny now, but it wasn't funny then, was when I tried to find her an apartment in a senior building in Montclair around 2007. She was living in East Orange at the time, and I applied for several apartments for her, and when they contacted her with an opening, she would tell me she didn't want to move. We went back and forth with this. "Mommy, you can move into a better place. Why don't you want to move?" "I'm not moving." "Mommy, why don't you want to move? You can move into a better place." "I'm not moving." Until they called her for an apartment at a senior building in Montclair, the first Montclair house. I pleaded with her to go, just to see it. "You might like it." And thankfully, I convinced her to go. Well, she loved the apartment. It was freshly painted, one bedroom, lots of closet space, and better than anything we had seen before. I believe we went on a Monday. She was ready to move in on Tuesday. I told her we couldn't move in the next day. We had to wait until the 15th of the month. Well, my mom said, "I'm moving today. And if you don't help me, I'm going to find somebody else to help me." Well, 1 week later, the apartment was ready. And she moved in with the help of my brother and some strangers on the street in East Orange. But she moved into her new home. And after many attempts at getting her to move, she found the right place, and she knew it. And she lived there for many years until her passing. But even in a family of multiple siblings, there always seems to be one child who serves as the go-to person in a crisis. The one child who seems to possess the emotional sturdiness to handle the difficult choices. I often wonder, is this a matter of circumstances, or was this destined by God, who knows what we are going to need before we need it? The caregiver child is developing when your parents leave you alone to watch your younger brothers and sisters for a few hours, and they return, and everybody survived those few hours. Or when something serious happens around you, and you appear to be the only one who holds everything together, encourages them, and lets them know it's going to be all right. But in the midst of taking care of others, the question remains, who takes care of the caregiver? For myself, the worry and stress requires me to maintain other interests to keep my emotional stability intact. I need to continue to be around my friends and my support system to cheer me up. I may even have a spa day for relaxation and regular visits to the gym to get in a workout to strengthen my mind and body. And stepping out for a night on the town or even a day at a baseball game, Yankees of course, sometimes Mets possible, brings me many moments of joy. As much as possible, the caregiver seeks out help from as many people and services as possible because it makes every situation more manageable. Also, being part of the music ministry here at Christ Church affords me with spiritual enrichment that cannot be diminished. Regardless of what's going on around me, I can feel the Holy Spirit whenever I sing and praise the Lord. I can hear one of those favorites right now, "My Lord, What a Morning," and it can boost my mood and fill my soul with gladness and thankfulness. If you wouldn't mind indulging me a few moments so I can sing a few verses from this song. My Lord, what a morning. My Lord, what a morning. Oh, my Lord, what a morning. When the stars begin to fall, you'll hear the trumpet sound to wake the nations underground. Looking to my God's right hand, when the stars begin to fall, my Lord, what a morning. My Lord, what a morning. Oh, my Lord, what a morning. When the stars begin to fall. Thank you. Amen. I've heard the phrase aging gracefully many times to describe how someone might want to experience their older years. However, aging does not always get to be graceful. Sometimes it can be a little wobbly, awkward, and temperamental. But each day is a day that the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Many who have taken on the role of caregiver understand that it is a job that you get better doing over time. There have been many days where I felt discouraged by the situation and overwhelmed by the list of doctor's appointments and prescriptions and wellness visits that are needed to be done. And as the scripture says, we choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying him, and holding fast to him. With faith, encouragement, love, and when necessary, a second and third opinion, you will be able to succeed in caregiving for a parent or a loved one. But one of my favorite prayers that I like to read to keep me uplifted in all times is the Footprints Prayer. And you may know it. And it goes a little like this. One night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord. Across the sky flashed scenes from my life. For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand. One belonged to me, one belonged to the Lord. When the last scene of my life flashed before me, I looked back at the footprints in the sand. And I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints. I also noticed it happened at the very lowest and saddest times in my life. This really bothered me, and I questioned the Lord about it. Lord, you said that once I decided to follow you, you would walk with me all the way. But I have noticed that during my most troublesome times, in my life, there is only one set of footprints. I don't understand why in times when I needed you the most, you should leave me. The Lord replied, "My precious, precious child, I love you, and I would never leave you. During your times of trial and suffering, when you saw only one set of footprints, it was then I carried you. I remember this prayer throughout my current situation as caregiver for my dad. The difference with caring for an elderly male exists in the fact that he doesn't think he needs a caregiver. There are many times where I have to advocate for his well-being harder than he does. Just recently, he agreed to accept the senior transportation services available so he can travel to the supermarket without driving on his own, which 2 car accidents later, I finally have succeeded with that project. Thank you, Jesus. But he and my mom do have a similar situation as far as their hesitation to move into a better apartment. The script is familiar with me. "Daddy, you can move to a better place. Why don't you move to a better apartment?" I don't want to move right now. But hopefully, he will also find a new home in the near future so I can also have that funny story to tell. But if you know someone who is a, but all seriousness, if you know someone who is a caregiver child or a caregiver to others, there may be difficult and distressing times, but through it all, the Lord will carry you and strengthen you each and every day. Just as the prayer, when there is one set of footprints in the sand of your life, you are not walking alone. You are being carried by the Lord. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
That was wonderful, Rhonda. Thank you so much.